It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 7th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We've been talking about South by Southwest Interactive this week. The conference in Austin, Texas kicks off today. It's supposed to be a meeting of the minds and the money when it comes to media and tech innovation. And what better way to get a preview than to talk to one of the guys who started it all, Austin Chronicle editor Lewis Black. Lewis, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You told us last year when we talked to you that all the cool kids were starting to go to Interactive and not as many of them were going to the music part of the festival. Is that going to hold true again this year? Are you looking forward to anything in particular?
You know, years ago when we had the three festivals, we had music, film, and Interactive, we used to talk about them being more symbiotic. How can we make them more interactive with each other? We've really seen in the last few years that synergy really taking place. The most number of registrants is it Interactive, but ultimately what they really want and need is content. So having film the same time as Interactive and music right after has led to these three events melding more and more into each other. Interactive is definitely the biggest part of it now, but you see the energy is really kind of, you know, widespread.
As someone who's sort of watched this festival grow, what is compelling to you about the Interactive part of the festival?
I'm a total film person, and the way the independent films are distributed, that has changed so dramatically in the last few years that the only way for film to thrive and grow into the next couple of decades, it's got to be more and more and more technologically dependent. So the more we can foster and encourage that discussion, that interaction between those areas, the better it's going to be.
Let me ask you a little bit about Austin. How have you seen not just Interactive, but sort of the presence of technology in and around Austin change the city for the better and for the worse?
You know, when I came here, this was a relatively small town. The two businesses were the government and the university. Now, with the Interactive boom, this has really become a tech town. It's grown enormously. But there's also a level of cultural excitement that goes on here that many cities of similar size or even bigger don't have. There's always new businesses starting. There's always new ideas being explored. But there's also creative filmmakers and musicians and game creators. And all South by Southwest does for 10 days is serve as a huge multiplier for that.
Lewis Black is a co-founder and director of South by Southwest. He is also the co-founder and the editor of the Austin Chronicle. Lewis, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Friday and time for a special version of Silicon Tally. Today's show is all about South by Southwest. Our guest, Nathan Bernier, reporter and host for our sister station KUT in Austin, Texas. Nathan, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where today we try and stump each other with numbers from this year's South by Southwest conference?
I am ready. I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. I got a number for you. 30,000 hotel rooms.
Is that the number of hotel rooms booked during South by Southwest?
It is the total number of hotel rooms in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
They could all be booked, right?
Yeah, they're probably all booked. And I'm sure all of the Airbnb rooms and Craigslist listings have already been snatched up as well.
All right, you got a number for me?
Yes, I do. Okay, here's one for you. 73.
73 degrees Fahrenheit is how much warmer it is in Austin right now than it is in New York.
If it's like zero there now, I don't think it's that cold.
It's
73
that cold.
Is the average daily high temperature in Austin in March. So bring a t-shirt.
I love that. All right, I got another for you. 19 panels.
19 panels are being held at South by Southwest that focus on NSA spying.
You know what? That is a very good guess. The one that I'm looking for is the number of panels that involve food. Some examples, printing chocolate food on demand and hacking meat, why insects are the future of food.
That is terrifying and interesting.
All right, I'm ready for you. Hit me.
Okay. All right. 313,200.
Is the number of tacos that I will attempt to eat when I arrive?
You are a brave soul. It is the number of people who attended at least one official South by Southwest event last year.
Wow.
So there's all sorts of stuff going on. And that doesn't even include all of the unofficial events that occur, people trying to piggyback off the South by buzz.
So can you give me any tips before I let you go?
Go for the thing that everyone else is not going to. Because, you know, the Snoop Dogg concert at the parking lot downtown, there's going to be a five-hour line for that, and you probably won't even get in. But the showcase at a bar in East Austin that has a bunch of bands you've never heard of, you'll probably find something you like, and that could make your South by it, Ben.
I will pay attention to your wise words, sir. And also, if you can hook me up with like an Austin resident parking sticker.
No, we don't give those away to just anyone.
All right. Nathan Bernier is a reporter and a host for KUT in Austin, Texas. Nathan, I'll see you there, man.
Look forward to it.
Don't forget, there's a great version of this quiz at marketplacetech.org. We've also got a bunch of online content coming up for our next 5 days in Austin, previews of our interviews with Twitter co-founder Biz Stone, etc. So get on those internets this weekend and check them out. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.